with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Sprint Stars are heading back to the NCAA Outdoor National Championships 100-meter final, a stage they know all too well. Devontae Howell, running for Tennessee, clocked 10.08 seconds in semifinal one to finish second and secure his spot in the championship race. In semifinal three, Jaden Reed represented LSU, delivering a blistering 9.95 seconds, also finishing second, however, a time that equals the Cayman Islands national record held by Kemar Hyman. This marks the second straight year that Howell and Reed will line up together in the NCAA 100-meter final, both representing the same schools they ran for last season, when Howell finished fifth and Reed sixth. Another historic moment for Cayman sprinting as the pair returned to the national stage with even stronger form heading into the final. Cayman Rugby takes center stage this weekend with a big doubleheader at Truman Bodden as the men host Barbados in a full international test and the women square off against Jamaica in a fast-paced, tense clash. Men's captain Mike Luxton tells Radio Cayman Sports Extra the squad is coming together well.
We're looking forward to the game. We've had a sort of a good period of preparation. We've had, you know, a good warm-up fixture versus Bermuda. We've had some good sort of time to connect really well and, you know, work on the shape and sort of the structure that we want to play. And I think we're looking ahead to Bermuda, and it's a challenge that we're really excited to take on. I think it's not a team that we're overly familiar with. We've crossed paths with them once or twice in sevens, but not 15s. So, yeah, I mean, we're really excited to sort of head that face on, and we're kind of in a blessed position now that, you know, we've got some sort of good experienced heads in the team, as well as some really sort of exciting young hungry guys that are coming through that are sort of, you know, making an impact and a dent into this team now.
Luxton says they haven't had much footage to study Barbados, but the group is focused and ready to adapt.
We haven't had sort of loads of material to kind of review in terms of playing them over the years, but I think they're on tour throughout the Caribbean at the moment. So they played St. Vincent and the Grenadines 2 weeks ago, and they played Guyana on the weekend. So
how did they do?
I think they beat St. Vincent quite convincingly. Okay. I think it was a bit more of an arm wrestle against Guyana and they ran away with it in the end. So they'll be battle hardened when they come here for sure. I think the good thing about Cayman is that, you know, there's a bit of prestige about the event in terms of it's hosted at Truman Bodden. The support is amazing.
Yes.
You know, so I think that they'll definitely try and come and get a scalp. I think from our side, I mean, we'll certainly look to ride the wave of that and kind of, you know, use that adrenaline and take it to them. We're probably going to be expecting very athletic, very powerful. They seem to be well drilled in some of the aspects of the game. We're very confident in what we can do and what we'll bring to the table. So we'll try and use that.
On the women's side, Cayman Rugby's Shamara McCarthy gives insight into what Cayman can expect from Jamaica.
Have you ever played them tens?
Yes, I believe sevens, tens, and 15s.
And tens is a little more fast paced.
It's a hybrid. Yeah, okay. Sevens is a track meet. 15s is, you know, a battle. They're bringing a really fast physical squad. They're coming off of two fixtures. They've just played Trinidad and Jamaica, so I know they'll have a really great game plan. Everyone in the region knows of their athleticism. So there's been times they've gotten the better of us. We've gotten the better of them. But we're really looking forward to Saturday.
Kickoff time: Cayman men versus Barbados at 4 p.m., followed by the women versus Jamaica at 6:30 p.m. 7 Mile Beach is gearing up for a major test of endurance this weekend as Cayman prepares to host the Panam Aquatics Open Water Swimming Series at Public Beach. Here's Carsley Fuller with the details.
The countdown is on. In just 5 days, the turquoise waters off 7 Mile Beach will host some of the region's top endurance swimmers for the Pan Am Aquatics Open Water Series. Athletes from Brazil, the United States, Bermuda, Ecuador, and Team Cayman will go stroke for stroke along Public Beach, competing in the 7.5-kilometer, 10-kilometer, and relay events. Spectators are encouraged to come out and take in the action, with swimmers looping the 1.25-kilometer course and passing the shoreline multiple times. Fans will have a rare chance to follow the race from start to finish. The Pan Am Open Water Series gets underway Sunday, June 14th, with a 7 a.m. start at Public Beach.
And staying with aquatics, the Flowers Sea Swim is making its 34th return to 7 Mile Beach this Saturday. Here's CIGTV's LaVita Thompson.
Organized by the Flowers family, the Flowers Sea Swim has been a growing success as both a sporting and charity event for over 3 decades. The race attracts swimmers from all over the world and offers participation for ages 8 to 80, ranging from beginners to Olympic athletes. The Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage has come on board as a diamond sponsor of this year's event. All proceeds will go directly to the Swim Free program, which teaches children across the Cayman Islands vital water safety skills. To learn more about the Flowers Sea Swim, visit flowersseaswim.com.
CIGTV's LaVita Thompson taking us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.